Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm.
Six.
Octavarius descended from planets ready to save our planet from harm.
Hey everybody!
You
guys. Boy! Today is a special day today because Tins is not with us.
So I have
taken over the podcast for today. And why don't everybody sound off?
All right, it's LP.
It's Makula.
I'm Castalvi.
I'm Cloud.
I am Keith.
I'm Chris.
It's B-Wo.
All right, it's Mark.
And Mark's here, too.
Surprise. Mark, you sound beautiful right now.
Sweet. I got my own microphone.
Yeah, he does. Ooh. It's pretty great. There's all this extra space because Lauren, Tins, and Scotty D are missing today because they are ill. And I can't believe they're missing podcast number 56.
The historic number 56.
Yeah.
56.
Maybe it's 57 or 8. I'm not Tins. Look, this shit's going to get
never
real.
Will be.
This is going to be an intense podcast. Oh, man.
He says as he holds a martini.
I already blew it.
What? Yeah?
I blew
the whole damn podcast.
You were doing so good.
I don't know where the mailbag is.
Oh, no.
It's not so
oh,
easy,
wait.
Is it,
oh,
Brad?
wait. I think I have it. Hang on.
Oh.
So
thank God for Mark.
I'm pretty sure that sound effect is actually trademarked by Doritos.
Even though that he took a bite out of an El Milagro chip.
Doesn't matter.
You got the mail.
Yeah, everybody knows Doritos has the sound of a mailbag opening copyrighted.
Yeah. Yep.
No.
What's it saying, Mark?
Who's it from?
This letter comes to us from one Web MD from Baltimore, Maryland.
MD, I believe that's Indian.
Yeah.
Baltimore is that place where everyone's sick.
EMDE?
EMDEE.
MD.
Mm-hmm. Like MC, but MD.
Right.
It's American.
And,
I gotcha.
I don't know if Webb is a boy or a girl, so Mr. or Mrs. MD writes, Dear Octavarius.
I believe that we can call him Webb.
Okay.
We can call him Webb.
Webster, probably.
Cool. Probably short for Webster.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, Webb writes, Dear Octavarius, achoo! Ugh, sorry about that. I'm really sick right now, so it's pretty hard for me to write this because my head is all stuffed up and my nose is all stuffed up.
It's healthy enough to write at you. Stuffed up.
I think that's how it's pronounced. I am so sick and I'm so miserable because I'm so sick. Why do people have to get sick all the time? What is up with that?
Man, I can't believe you stare so intently at that tortilla chip when you're sick.
It's so,
like, what's the point?
It's like he sees the words.
What an appropriate question, seeing as we have three members of our podcast out sick today.
How lucky that a writer would write in.
That's very prescient.
Yeah.
And that we would choose that today. Good question, Webb.
Yeah, very good.
Were you guys sick children? Were you sick kids?
I was a colicky.
Sick a lot?
Always?
Colicky doesn't mean you were sick.
Well, that's how it started.
What is that?
It means you're like always crying.
You're always crying.
Yeah, it's like you sleep on your hair weird, so you always have like a wave stuck in it.
So you're a baby. You were a baby.
I'm thinking of cowlick.
Yeah.
I do have three cowlicks.
Wait, so what is it?
It pretty much means you're easy to whine.
He's a baby.
You're gassy. Usually
but
means
when?
You're gassy.
Like when you're
does
a
this
baby,
go till you're 10?
This is like the first year, I want to say.
Yeah.
The first
year. Colicky babies are always crying. You know, remember in Godfather, there's that baby that was always
Fredo.
Crying?
Fredo
yeah.
Corleone.
Yeah, that is. Fredo was a colicky baby.
I see.
I don't think it's it's not like a medical term, but I think
the medical term is wiener.
Yeah, thank you.
You're being
it's like
bitch.
The old wives' tale tone.
Wow, colicky baby.
And
what is that? And then
I was actually asked my parents about this, and they were like, "Well, you're whiny a lot. Not thinking about colics, but
fussy."
And apparently, I was also really gassy as a kid.
As a kid,
like you farted or you burped?
Farted and burped. Like it was just always gas coming out of me.
Did you ever leak gas out of your dick?
So you were...
Let me email my parents. I'll ask them that.
Somebody mark your bingo cards at home, everybody. Yep. Good dick.
Yeah, yeah. How did that bingo card game go last week?
Lauren rigged it.
Lauren rigged it a little bit.
Brought up everything.
The problem is there's only two different ones, and most of, and half of them are mandatory.
Yeah,
it's not chance at all. It's like, oh, we start the podcast. Well, that's not really fair, is it?
10 minute mark.
Have you tuned in late? Then you can't possibly.
Look, the game will evolve as time goes on. So you were gassy and
I was I would always eat random things. Like when I was a kid, like I was just.
Why? You mean like anything your parents fed you?
Well, no. Like we used to have my fireplace when I was growing up was like that classic like concrete thing with like stones coming out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would chip away with it with my fire truck. My best friend when I was
younger.
You'd
chip away at the concrete between the stones.
Yeah. And
so
I'd
the mortar.
And you'd eat the concrete dust.
Yeah. Eat the concrete dust.
Much.
Wow.
Which might explain the, like, who I am.
Yeah. I don't know if concrete changes your personality. It's
You're
not
a blockhead.
Acid.
Blockhead. And I'd also eat
You're not
worms.
Doing LSD concrete.
Home.
So you would eat worms?
Yeah, I would
eat.
At
what age were you
eating? This is like when I was 4 or 5, you know, like when it would rain a lot.
Yeah, would people look at you while you did it, or you did this on your own accord?
On my own, like my parents.
You were that kid, right?
I was the youngest, yeah.
So they just send you out in the back lawn in rain on your own?
I would always say I'm leaving the house whenever it rains, so I put on my huge yellow jacket and walk outside, and my parents would laugh because they'd be like, I'll be back in 5 minutes, saying it's raining. But one time they followed.
So you never, it never occurred in your mind as a child that that was gross?
No, not as a child.
What did you think?
Well, I think I was just curious. And you know, like, by the curb, you could just see, like, tons of worms.
Yeah.
I would just pick them up by the handful.
And take a bite?
Take a bite. And my parents found...
What was the taste?
I don't remember, but my parents, they didn't know. And then my mom was like, let's go watch to see what Nick does. He's always back in 5 minutes. And they walk... I found this out 2 years ago. They walk outside, and they see me just by the gutter. Eating worms.
Okay, Makula, I have an honest to God question for you.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, did you think they would taste good, or were you just trying to be strange? Or did you just wonder what they would feel like in your mouth?
I think I just wonder what they would feel like in my mouth.
I bet they'd be fun, because they're
scorpions. Well, yeah, as a kid, you eat Jell-O, you eat, like, gooey stuff, and they look
but Jell-O's not
a lot. Gummy worms.
Gummy worms.
There are a lot
spaghetti.
Of animals that what they will do is... put something in their mouth so that they know what it tastes and feels and smells like.
And then move on.
Yeah, I mean, it is a mammal thing to do.
Yeah.
It's just not something that humans normally do. Yeah. But a lot of children do that.
Oh,
It's not terribly uncommon. It is a little uncommon.
Yeah, I used to play with worms, not eat them. But
every child grabs whatever they can hold
and puts
it in
worms.
Their mouth.
Yeah.
Well, like, whenever it would rain, the worms would come out and I would just... me and my friends would grab them and throw them in.
You never got
or something. You made scenarios with them and did their voices.
No, I didn't like play with them like they were actually.
My family is missing.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
You were never curious.
We just used them as projectiles.
So you guys were kind of, so you were surrounded by germs as children by picking up these things from the ground.
Yeah.
Did you ever do, like, what was the grossest thing you did? Because worms is pretty gross. What did you do, Nick?
You guys won't believe this. Because I'm arachnophobic.
I really don't.
I ate a spider.
We all eat spiders.
How big of a spider?
Wait, what are you talking about?
No. Not the thing that like a spider goes in your mouth like once a year. Not that. Like I literally found one and just
you picked one up and put it in your mouth.
Put it in my mouth.
Are we?
And then how did that go?
Are we gonna pretend right now that it's not weird that McCool is eating? You know, fucking.
I just
he's a
look,
child.
I just
want
to see.
I never was eating.
Asking these things because inquiring minds want to know. What this dude's deal is. This is not what you did.
Time out. Every baby puts garbage in their mouth all the time.
Yeah.
Nick is saying that his parents told him about all this. You guys don't remember all the bullshit you put in your mouth because you were a baby.
Ask your parents.
I'm sure you put garbage in your mouth all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, website project. We should all find out from our parents what the grossest thing we ever ate was.
My parents didn't pay attention to me.
Yeah.
There's this kid who, when I was, I don't know, I must have been like 7 or 8, but there was this kid, his name was Jedi. It was spelled Jedi. His
really?
Mom named him Jedi.
Wow.
That's
but
awesome.
She would go around saying it's pronounced Jedi.
But he was named Jedi.
It's Jedi, yeah. His name
wow.
Is Jedi. He
that's
had
a way cooler name than
he
Jedi.
He had like a... Oh, it was a great rat tail he had. He was probably like... four. No, it was in the back. It wasn't on the side.
I just saw a cute rat tail.
Okay.
But I made him eat mud once. I told him it was chocolate pudding. And so
Wait, did you trick him or did you convince him?
I was like, when the water hits the dirt, it turns to chocolate.
How much older were you than him?
I was like 4 years older than him.
Oh, so you got a little bit of years on him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I see.
Well, here's the thing, though. When you're sick and you're a kid, I mean, at some point, like when you're really a little kid, obviously they can't leave you at home. But you get to a point where your parents have to work. Mm-hmm. And so when you get home, you're by yourself. And the sick day becomes a chance to do the things you never got to do in the house, because you never have the house alone when you're a kid. And like me, I always had an older brother, so even if something happened, our parents did step out or something, my older brother was in charge. So when I had the sick day, I had the entire house to myself, and I could do anything I wanted, which was usually just like watch the R-rated movies. I'd go and I would just fast forward to the boobs.
That was at what age? R-rated movies.
I was probably like 10 or something. Yeah. You know, you get into that point where it's like I can't, because I wasn't allowed to watch. Like I was allowed to watch certain R-rated movies. Like I got to watch like Terminator and stuff because it was cool. Terminator 2, the one that didn't have titties in it. Yeah. But I would see and I would know the movies that have nudity because those were the ones I wasn't allowed to watch. So I would watch them, and then sometimes I would be like on a quest to watch a movie with boobs, and it totally wouldn't have any.
Oh, but
like
the bummer.
Like I remember watching Bullworth, not paying attention to it. This is a movie about Warren Beatty turning black, and like I was so confident that there would be.
That's
boobs.
Not really what Bullworth's about. It's close to it though.
I didn't.
Warren Beatty turning black is pretty close. to
That's what
not exactly
you know,
Bullworth.
That was the gist
enough.
Of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was so disappointed, and because you waste the day, because you watch like, you know, I would watch The Price Is Right, and I would watch
Gotta
Wings,
watch Price Is Right.
And
yeah. Man, what we would have given for Mr. Skin when we were kids.
Oh, Mr. Skin would. For
what
those
about
of,
just the
wait,
internet?
Who's Mr. Skin?
Mr. Skin, Cloud doesn't know. Mr. Skin is a website, and all they do is compile all the nude scenes from
what?
Movies.
Well, at least when they
knocked up,
it's when Mr.
Yeah.
Skin compiles the
well,
scenes in films where there are nude scenes, and when they occur, and exactly what you see. So you know, say like fast forward to 26 minutes in and 32 seconds in Bullworth, and you'll see Warren Beatty's left nipple, but it would likely be something sexy, like you know, you'd see Halle Berry's titties. But unfortunately, there are no titties
no.
in Bullworth.
I feel like there's a dude thing, because I watched, like, Beauty and the Beast when I was sick.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course you did,
Lisa. Totally a dude thing.
I didn't...
Even to go against you, Chris, when I was sick, I would only not go to school if I was, like, too sick to go.
I'm right with you.
I didn't play like, oh, I'm going to pretend to be sick
yeah,
so
like,
I can
out.
Be home in an empty house in Tennessee all day. There's
yeah.
all sorts of fun
no.
things
well, my
to do.
I don't
thing.
Want to leave you any misconception, though. That wasn't, I very rarely got to get off of school. It was once in a
yeah.
blue moon, only if I was sick.
I rarely wanted to get sick
Me
because
too.
I was a perfect attendance kid.
Thank you.
Yeah,
really?
I
had to go to the Sox game
prided,
at the end of the year.
I prided myself.
Whoa,
on having...
time out. People in the Chicago suburbs
mm-hmm.
got to go to baseball games for going to school all year?
Yeah,
yeah,
you get rewarded for
that's bullshit.
Yeah,
well,
we got a certificate.
We didn't get anything. We got a certificate.
Yeah,
thank you.
I never had
thank you, LP.
I got sick a month before, 2 months before I graduated high school.
No.
I had perfect attendance prior to that.
All throughout high school?
Yeah.
It depends on the school
Actually,
district. It depends on, you know,
yeah.
who has connections.
In high
what.
School, what was good is they did let it, if you had perfect attendance on one of the last days of school, you got to leave at 9 in the morning, like after only an hour of school,
yeah.
and everyone else had to stay.
My school had something similar to that.
That's hilarious.
See, then you make the sick kid... The kid, like, because I actually did know kids who would get perfect attendance every year, and there were times where, like, you know, my buddy Russ would, like, I remember one time he was so sick. He was not in a position to be at school, but he demanded, he wouldn't, his mom wanted him to stay home, and he demanded he go to school. So he's there sick, getting everyone else sick, because he wants
yeah.
a stupid plaque or
yeah.
whatever
yeah.
he gets.
Well, it was a part of that, but I think when I was a kid, I had this weird, antiquated notion that school meant something.
Yeah.
And,
really?
And something. I was like, I can't miss, or I'm going to fail my
yeah.
one test. Then that matters for my future. Little
yeah.
did I know I would pick a career choice that was... you know, no, filled with.
I can never be an improvising comedian.
Like, I never missed a homework assignment, never really? Missed class. I was yeah, ever.
As a child, I was sick often. Yeah. I had a lot of environmental allergies. So I was sick a lot.
Just to interrupt real quick, I asked on Twitter, uh-huh. when's the longest anyone's been sick? I got JM Baird 32 says, senior year of high school, sick 3 weeks of bronchitis.
Jeez.
Also, whoa. I'm getting on Facebook, the funniest, I asked the funniest, weirdest disease. RJT wrote mono.
Oh, yeah. We know someone who's had mono.
Yeah, Mark got mono when we were in college.
My good friend Ross Poyer, I'll say his name, monkeypox is a funny name. We'll get to that. But let's talk about mono. Has anyone had mono?
Oh, yes. I had mono, yeah.
Mono,
yeah.
Yeah,
that yeah, was just, rough.
I had mono between
real tired.
If you look at what Mark did, you have to wear a robe like for 2 months.
Okay. Watch and all my movies.
If you're ever in public, you look sort of purple.
You can't.
Actually,
you can't
I didn't
eat.
Miss school for it. Like you, I didn't miss a day with mono.
Oh man, I missed a day and got the best grades of my life.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
All the professors felt so bad that I had mono. Like there was even
well, you
one
were just so pathetic when you had it. You were awful. Mark, I had to take you to the doctor.
I took you to the doctor, and you punched my car out of frustration.
Oh, you were
out
so
of
sad.
A lot of pain.
You were in so much pain and so sad.
There was my theater history professor at the time, who was awesome, was like, I came to her and I was like, I don't think I can be here anymore. I'm gonna have to miss next week, and that's when our paper was due. And she like sat me down. But didn't sit too close because she didn't want to get sick. She was like, I got mono right before I was supposed to graduate. And I didn't have anyone to give me anything, any help. So I had to stay an extra semester just to finish college. I'm not going to, like, make that happen to you.
That's
but
awesome.
Mark, you didn't sound like that when you kind of sounded like, you know, in The Mummy when he gets his tongue ripped out? You sounded like this. You're like, I can't go to class. Like, you couldn't talk, which was hilarious. I can say this now, years later, because you would get so frustrated, and you would try to say, like, you'd say things to me, because we lived together then, like, can you get me, like, a cup of water? But I couldn't understand what you said to me. So I just stare at you confused, and you would get frustrated at me, because I wasn't getting you a glass of water.
Mark was going through so much pain and frustration as Nick and I were out drinking
and coming back with McDonald's and laughing at him.
Oh, we were awful. But we took him to the doctor and we took care of him.
Yeah, that's what got me through it.
But, oh, God, he was just so sad.
When I had mono, I was worthless. I got mono during, it was freshman year, the week before band camp. So I missed the first week, but I knew how to march already because I was a nerd. So I sat around. I lost so much weight because I just couldn't eat. I couldn't get anything down my throat. And I learned one song on guitar. I cannot play guitar, but we had an acoustic guitar on there. I was in junior high, and I learned how to play The Space Between by Dave Matthews. And I would go, do-do-do-do. And I'd sit there and let Dave sing, you cannot quit me. I learned how to do, and I learned how to play one song. I knew how to play Hashpipe by Weezer, too. I guess I knew, like, three songs. I was technically the lead singer guitarist in a band in junior high. We sucked. We played one graduation party, and we were supposed to get $50, and they totally didn't pay us anything.
That's probably because you suck.
Yeah, but, you know.
They should have paid you.
Yeah, like, I don't care if you suck. If you tell me, if you say you're the band, you're getting $50.
That's contract.
Give me something.
I, you know, I also took, when I had mono, as an opportunity to acquire, or to learn things, and, because I couldn't hang out with my friends, and so I remember I went to the library, and I rented, like, every single comedy movie that I could find that I had not seen yet that was important, and I started just studying comedy.
Did you know you were studying it then, or were you just enjoying these things?
No, I knew that I was studying it because I was 18. It was between senior year of high school and freshman year of college. It was like that August. like right before I went to school. And so I remember watching, I got the VHS box set of Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows, which was an amazing show. It was a variety sketch show.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the model for, you know, all of those comedy variety sketch shows since then. The writers on it were just sick. It was like Mel Brooks, Carl Reiner, God, who the fuck else?
Woody Allen. Neil Simon.
Neil Simon. Sid Caesar. Yeah, I mean, the writing on that show was ridiculous. And I just watched the best of that show, you know, best of, air quotes, because that whatever was on those box sets. And I would just watch over and over and over again the different things that they were doing. And then I would watch all those movies that everyone goes, oh, you should see that. Why haven't you seen that yet? So I watched, like, Citizen Kane and all those things that I should have to make me cultured so that I had something to do while I was just a pathetic loser.
Now, it's a well-known fact that mono is transmitted. It's the Kissing's disease. Oh. So you have to get it usually through fluids, I guess, at the mouth. I'm getting a lot of, on the live stream, if you're on it, RJ, that a lot of people said that they got mono but had never, but not through kissing. They don't know where they got it.
I didn't get it through kissing either. I know I didn't get it through kissing.
I know I didn't either because I didn't kiss a girl yet.
I had to have not gotten it through kissing because one thing you forget is that mono takes a while to incubate in your body.
And people can have it or have it and not know it and just be like a spreader of mono. Yeah.
Carriers.
Like a pigeon.
Like sleeper
cylons. Yeah,
because pigeons don't know what they're doing
it's
either.
Totally it's true.
They don't even know there's something on their leg. They're just going.
I was stupid, fucking birds.
I was totally angry,
and I thought that my girlfriend at the time gave it to me.
Right?
I was so wrong, and I regret that every day since.
Yeah, you were really bad.
How do you know that you were wrong?
How do I know that I was wrong? Yeah. Because I was not dating her long enough for her to have given me mono. And me,
you thought you got it through like holding hands?
No,
at the time,
no, we did a lot more than holding hands.
Oh, nice.
Say hi. Then how could you not have gotten mono from her then?
Because we had only been dating about 3 weeks.
But if you had been, you know, swapping fluids, it's possible that she gave you mono.
You know, if you had been,
mono takes a while to incubate.
That's what you're saying.
Weeks, though. Well,
three weeks.
You know what? It's
entirely possible.
You
get it from, like, sharing drinks or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's possible, but it's also unlikely.
But Biwo,
let's just blame her.
You can just continue blaming her and feel totally awesome all the time.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on, man.
That's not my style.
Don't put that on your shoulders. You don't need that.
Yeah, it's right.
But that shouldn't be your fault when it could be, when there's a chance it could be her.
And so I played it that way, and it was wrong.
I thought I got my mono from a Monte Cristo sandwich.
I remember you blaming that sandwich.
Which is really
you blamed that sandwich.
Mark cursed the Monte
is that
Cristo
true,
sandwich. No, like, that's just
a serious
when
thing.
That's
we were
just
at
when
a
he realized that he started to
be
like,
problem.
In the space of me trying to eat.
Wait, LP, so you shut your goddamn mouth.
Yeah.
I used to work at Bennigan's. I worked at two different Bennigan's.
Oh, my God.
The Monte Cristo, fun fact, you can eat the Monte Cristo and gain an entire pound. There's enough fat in one Monte Cristo to make you gain 1 pound.
Or,
that is the most fattening item at Bennigan's.
I lost 30 because of the mono.
Who else got mono in here? Lisa Castelvi?
Yeah, who didn't get mono? It looks
LP?
Like
Nick?
McCool doesn't have mono.
Oh, you didn't get mono.
Did you ever get mono, Keith?
So, no,
not
you
a chance.
Because the thing is, what I'm curious about is, I too, like Mark, remember exactly when I started to feel bad.
When you were saying that sentence, you were like, I too like Mark. I thought that was your period. Like, it was the end of the sentence. I too like Mark.
No, like, in addition,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, Mark started to feel bad that after funny? That. Mark started? Come on now. Mark started to. Mark
check
started,
that off on your bingo. Mark's getting sad.
Well, like Mark felt bad after the Monte Cristo, I remember when I felt bad, and it was after a California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh,
pizza.
God, I love California Pizza.
I know, me too.
So
but it was,
so
and I started to feel bad because I couldn't finish the pizza. I could always put away, when I was in high school, I could put away a California
who
Pizza
who can't
Kitchen
eat a
pizza
in high school? That's
when I was
like,
in high school,
that's
I
the
could,
whole point.
Yeah,
though,
I was a growing boy, I could
pizza.
Eat a pizza. And so I couldn't put it away, and I was like, what's wrong with me? Oh, no.
Poor fella.
And I was with that girl, too.
But, by the way, okay, I just had another Bennigan's memory. Oh, boy. Was anybody else? No, this was a rite of passage. This was something. This was something that could make you sick that high schoolers used to do. We used to have Big Irish competitions.
No, I don't know what that is.
You'd go head-to-head. The Big Irish, okay, there's like your standard Bennigan's like quarter-pounder burger or whatever. And the Big Irish is just two of those burgers stacked on top of each other with a knife through it. It's just this enormous burger. And that's what we would do in high school. You'd challenge a guy who could eat a lot, and whoever could eat this giant, and you had to eat all the fries and the lettuce and tomato and everything, and whoever could eat, you know, the Big Irish the fastest was the better man. And that's what, and Tom, my buddy Tom, took down my buddy Big Joe. Big Joe, like, everyone was so afraid of
his name.
Wait,
was
so,
Big Joe.
So Tom, he was 5'4". So Tom took down Big Joe?
That's Big Joe.
Is a David and Goliath story.
The guy's huge. And you guys don't, because, like, a lot of people know Tom now, and, like, he's, you know, he's a pretty big guy now. He's tall and everything.
But, yeah, but he's not big.
But
he's
in
just
high
a
school,
tall fella.
In high school, he was real thin. In,
I'd say he's fairly spelt.
We're talking
now.
About the guys from Baby Cash, Norris and Tom. Tom used to be smaller than Norris.
Get out.
Growing up,
that's
Norris
really
was the
small.
Big guy. Wow. Norris was the muscle, and Tom was the small guy.
I find that, wow,
and Tom,
that's a small fellow.
And if you look at Tom's brother and his dad, they've all grown up. They started off as, like, really skinny guys, and they've just turned into, like, these enormous, burly Irishmen.
Is it because they took the Big Irish challenge?
It's
right,
because
they're
any
men.
Any of them could. Any one of them still probably would do this.
They're
day.
Malloys.
That's right.
Now,
that's my Malloy.
I eat a lot of garbage.
You do.
I eat probably the most garbage of everybody.
Yeah, how do you
is that what
so
made
healthy?
You
tall?
Fast food quest is awesome.
Man, you fucking skinny people and your goddamn metabolism.
I know.
It's
man.
So, makes
way,
me so
like
fucking
I know.
Keith, how do you stay so healthy when you eat all fast food?
I also just because
he's
a lot
so
of,
tall. He's very lanky.
Well, I'm very tall, and when you're tall, it looks like you're thin. It's great. It's great.
You want to lose weight? Get tall.
Yeah. There
you
go. Well. Yeah, I eat all that garbage, and sometimes I don't eat much at all. I'll eat almonds, and
I eat almonds in my breakfast.
You know, a great way to get thin: get mono.
Yeah.
I know, I remember.
Well, here, I'll tell you right now,
Keith.
Now
you said you didn't
people,
have
dude.
Mono.
No.
Okay, because your brother heard the way I heard and said you did have mono.
No, I did not have
and
mono.
I'm talking to him now.
Oh, my brother's on there?
Yeah, yeah.
Ham
hater, right?
Ham hater.
Lord,
he hates
so,
ham now?
No,
he loves ham.
No,
that's why it's hilarious.
That's why he's a ham.
He loves ham. He absolutely adores ham.
You had, he says you had mono when you were like 8.
Drew, no, I didn't.
That's what your brother says.
Not a chance.
He's telling me right now.
Not a chance.
And then I'm also getting RJ presents the Keith diet. Eat garbage sometimes and eat nothing sometimes.
She made a book.
I think RJ might have won the podcast.
RJ,
yeah.
This
RJ
is the first
is winning.
Time. This is the first time that someone outside of the podcast has won the podcast.
Oh,
yeah, that's the first time someone was that funny. That was fucking hilarious.
Well done, RJ.
That was great. Good one, RJ.
Until someone else wins the podcast.
Until someone else wins. It's funny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind.
More ham.
Ham Hater won a long time ago.
The first
how funny
one
that he was
won.
Present for the second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have an awkward mono story.
Awkward?
Yeah, actually real awkward. Well, okay, there are two main things I remember about having mono. It didn't, like, affect me that strongly. I just felt tired all the time. I guess I went to class. But, okay, one was that your spleen is very tender. Your spleen, like, I was always scared it was going to
rupture
my spleen. Yeah. So, like, I was out of rehearsals for a couple weeks. It was, like, swing dancing, something like that. The other thing is that, like, you couldn't kiss anyone. You couldn't spread it. So, I had a boyfriend at the time. It's like, we can't make out no matter
just
what.
Just like a chick to get mono when you're dating her.
So, like, I remember.
On purpose, probably.
So, yeah, that was, like, a big deal. Because I think I was, like, either just starting or mid-dating this dude. And so it was homecoming. And it was, like, the slow dance. And everyone else was, like, making out
and stuff.
You shouldn't
have been so close to him anyway.
Well, yeah, but then, like.
How old are you?
This is in high school.
Okay.
This is like sophomore. It's my sophomore year.
She like 15.
Yeah, yeah. And so we like kind of look around.
That's the high prime for making out.
Yeah, I know.
I make out as an adult.
And then this like really
I
weird.
It would have been for me if I had made out at 15.
Sorry, Cloud. We're talking about making out. We should be talking about you making a boy sick.
No, making out was like huge in high school.
Yeah. No, in my high school, you wouldn't believe it. They were totally into making out.
It was a big thing.
Everywhere.
Duos here.
But, so,
duos in the chat room. Go ahead. Sorry, I was going to talk to Duos.
It's okay.
What?
What's up, dude?
Is it weird?
We're having a podcast, goddammit. At least
Duo, he's in San Francisco.
In San Francisco. Hi, Duo. But seriously.
Okay, go ahead. So talk about
going
your kids
through emotional trauma.
Okay, well, yeah. It was just a weird thing of like, well, we can't make out, but I can make out with your cheek.
What? Wait, really?
It was
my god.
It wasn't like licking. It was just kind of like it was like passionate kissing, but like not on the lips.
But you're still swapping fluids anyway.
But like, yeah, it was like.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Surely
you
your face
the
is
boy.
It.
It's just
even
like
the
it's
slightest
like a face
bit sweaty after dancing ridiculously.
This is. I want to talk about this forever. So you are. You were just making out with some dude, some kid's face, and you're like, well, you brought it up. You were like, we can't kiss on the mouth.
Cloud,
yeah.
But did you guys get, like, super, super into it? Just, like, really, like,
did.
Like really passionately making out with this guy's cheek?
Vague memory.
Did he make out with your cheek, or was this just all one way?
Can that happen simultaneously?
Remember, like,
yeah, man.
Or do you switch off?
On his cheek.
Did it make a bunch of like farty sounds?
No, it wasn't gross. It was just kind of weird.
I just want to. I imagine now. I imagine like I have a girlfriend. I'm 15. I'm really excited about making out. She's like, I got mine. Oh man! But then she's like, but I can kiss your cheek, man.
Like real intense.
And I'm like, yeah.
I'm gonna kiss the fuck out of your cheek.
Okay.
Well, yeah. What'd you do yesterday,
like
Matt?
My aunt does.
I do half base.
I think you know what. At 15, I would have said, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Well, looking back...
And it would have been farty and everything.
Totally licked and kissed my face.
Looking back... This relationship was actually initiated by, quote-unquote, hand sex. Have you guys ever experienced this?
Whoa. No. Well, actually, we probably have.
We call it hand jobs.
It's holding hands, but like... Just massaging each other's hands. Very intense, intimate hand-holding.
Does it make a bunch of farting noises?
All right.
So now, wait, when you say it was initiated that way, were you guys just, like, casually holding hands and then, like, just started getting
And then
real
you started
hot.
Super holding hands. People have done that.
Wait, I don't know. Are you doing it to Keith right now? No,
that's
no,
Keith
I can.
On Keith.
It's like,
what is it?
Keith
I don't know.
Describe hand masturbating.
Is this going to be too sexy?
You guys can see this, but Keith and I are like, we're at a movie, we're at a little show here.
Of course.
We're just kind
of
holding hands, and then you start to like kind of massage your palm.
Someone's
going to
get a boner in there?
Wait, hold on. Your brother calls it hamsterbaiting.
Hamsterbaiting.
You start to like massage your palm, and then like... And then it just gets, like, real intense, and both people are like, oh,
fucking
my God.
Each other's hands.
And then, but no one can
awful.
See it. Yeah.
Right now,
it's weird.
Oh, my hand
I'm,
is coming
I'm about,
now.
And then your hand gets, like,
I'm
sweaty.
Getting a stuffy nose. Someone in the room has a boner.
Your hand, like, your hand just gets real sweaty, and, like, but no one knows what's going on. You come out of it, and you're like, what just happened? And it's like,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, and then afterwards, you might ask that person out.
My hand got really small again.
Wait, Claude,
you might ask
wait,
him out.
Hold on 1 second.
Hang on. You might have a one-night hand.
Wait. Oh, God damn it. That's not what I wanted to wait for.
I
set that up. That's my fault.
You fucking did. Dude, your father would be so
totally,
proud right
now. Wait, I've been trying to get this started for a while. I've been trying to get the expression... I got some hand. I was trying to make that like a thing.
I remember when
I'm like, you say like, yeah, you get some hands. Like, yeah, I got a little hand, you know. Well, and now, like, you could do that. They're all lame, is the thing. Whenever you say I got some hands.
I feel I should give at least one more credit to.
I'm about to spill
hand.
My martini to one night hand.
Well played, Mark.
That's real good.
You kidding me?
Running away with this podcast.
Maybe eating all.
Wow,
yeah.
What?
Wait, Lisa.
Fuck this. No, Lisa. So you're making out with a dude's cheek.
Wait. Before that, though, she was talking about.
Rewind. Hansturbating.
You said hansturbating, and you said
hansturbating.
Yeah. So, but maybe. So you said maybe. You ask him out afterwards. So after the hansturbating thing. After the hand making out thing.
Hand sex.
The hand sex.
Hand fucking.
After hand sex.
Hand fucking. You give me the hand sex.
Hand sex.
Hand sex. So
you guys are like real intense. Okay. You gotta
Someone demonstrate up on my head.
All right. Well,
Keith, go ahead.
So you guys having gay hand sex now?
Now we're having gay hand sex.
But then,
I have to reciprocate?
Yeah, you get like, but do it gently.
Yeah, get your hands all sweaty.
You guys gotta describe it while you're doing it, man. Who's on top?
It looks like Keith's on top.
I'm supposed to be doing this.
But Castelby seems more active.
I can't see
He's in it for himself.
This is awful.
I'm a selfish lover, man.
This is... Oh, my
God.
Oh,
I'm so close.
No, you don't.
It's all happening behind my back, and it's making me just...
It's filthy.
My nose is stuffed
Hams
to the brim.
To get some
Someone has a boner right now. LP, nice computer.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's so dumb.
But what I'm asking, Lisa, is you said someone might ask someone out later. So did, after the hand sex, did he ask you out?
Yeah, the movie ended, and yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's so beautiful.
About a year.
So wait, but so you guys
what
must have been like.
What movie was it?
Come on, Idle Hands.
No, I wish that'd be awesome.
No, it was actually it was like an independent movie. It was
oh,
like
we wouldn't have heard
movie.
About it, hipster. Come on.
No, it was like a CNGM movie.
Which one?
Awesome.
Did you have hand sex to a Makula movie?
Did you have hand sex to a Makula movie?
I don't know.
Yeah, you it was
what
not
happened?
That long.
What happened to me?
This is important, Lisa. This is important.
This is huge.
CGM, of course. Have we explained what that is?
No one knows what that is.
It's our friends, a production company. That many of us were in, or just Makula, Mark, and Brian, right? Mm-hmm. Who participated in it.
Cloud
was watching Coasting, says Boner 3000.
We just got coasting points.
Yeah. Fuck.
Cloud, what happened in this movie?
Well, okay, I remember it was in the Femme Auditorium. That's where it took place.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
So wait, you guys
happened
so wait,
in college?
You had hand sex at one of our screenings?
No.
I thought this happened in high school.
We were friends.
Cloud, how old were you?
She was a senior.
I was 15.
Said.
No, I was a sophomore.
So,
or no, no,
Nick,
no, end of freshman year.
Nick, that's either... Where
no,
was Leslie's situation? No, no, Leslie was...
This was accidents.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was. Was Nick Makula in it?
I did
not
have a scene in that
movie.
Nick had a cameo.
But the main crux of the story was about a guy taking care of his mentally handicapped younger sister.
But there's a chance that Cloud could have had passionate hand sex while watching Nick Makula. There's a chance.
Oh God, I hope so.
He says he has a scene in the movie.
Makula raises his arms triumphantly.
I do have a scene in that movie.
You just fucking jerked him off.
Yeah.
No, she had hand sex.
Oh,
she
hand
was
sex.
Inspired.
Has anyone else ever done, is this just a weird
No, I really
like,
don't know what hand sex.
Does anybody else want to have hand sex with me right now? Because I am into this shit.
This I
want it now.
Thing.
Now I want
it.
Now
I guess
I
can
I don't
flirt
know if
with someone's hands. Like if someone's hands, I've probably done this move.
Well, I've done
where,
hand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your hands are almost touching and then
hand
grazing, touching. But then
it
you're holding
weird.
Hands, and then
no,
maybe...
yeah, it was weird.
Did you ever
it
turn your
weird.
Hand into a little dinosaur and crawl across her legs to her hand and say,
yeah.
"Excuse me,
I
wanted to hold your hand with my whole body."
If I
then
did,
grab
I would
it.
Show my freaky retarded fingers, and then that would scare the woman off.
Oh my God!
Oh, I've done crawling spider that looks terrifying too.
No, I am.
We're doing it right now for those listening
across clouds.
There are legs. Legs. In this room for what you're doing. Right now.
I wish is Mike Noens in the chat room. I hope he know that accidents lives on.
Well, now
Did we have hand sex?
You know what? This is going to be
You know, I don't know.
So wait, wait.
Did any of you guys have hand sex?
Okay, I can say.
I've only had one time. It only happened once.
It meant nothing. It only happened once.
No, Cloud, I totally get what you're saying.
You know,
I totally understand. When you're a kid and you're awkward, you're holding hands, you've got all this angst and tension. So like, it's like a really intense hand holding.
Yeah, it's
a dumb teenager thing.
Was it safe? Did he wear a glove?
Do you have any cuts on his hand?
Son of a bitch.
Yes.
Good deal.
You stolen.
That was good.
You son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's out there.
Well, that's adorable. I think that's a hilarious
story. Seriously, did you get sick?
No.
Because we're talking about sickness. Did you? You didn't get any?
It's the same mono kid. It's the same dude.
It's the same mono kid. And then also we were talking about not exchanging fluids.
It all connects.
I doubt they secrete fluids.
You can be famous. You should be a sex ed motivational speaker and teach kids to just hold hands passionately. And you could do wonders. You could change the world, Lisa.
Actually was sick for like. I had laryngitis for probably like a full month in high school where I was like out of choir. I couldn't do like this vocal recital and stuff. And my best friend like would just kind of follow me and like translate for me because she could read my lips. Whoa. And like weird story. Like weird story. Yeah, it's really hard because like there's so many things you don't think about. You have to have like the Pledge of Allegiance and do. Like you need to talk a lot in life. I had like note cards and a little note. But yeah, the weirdest thing was like this dude started liking me while I couldn't talk. And he would like come to my house like
how
this is Cloud Tale of Terror right here.
This is Cloud Tale of Terror.
It was because like
that's not on your bingo board. Nice job, Cloud.
It was because like oh my gosh, this is a story.
Well, bring it.
Go right ahead.
Nuts, man.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna ask, I'm gonna make sure it's okay.
Like really there's some terrible. So we're both in NHS, National Honor Society, and my life. The way that we first, there's flirting, first met or whatever. This is like terrible.
Keep going. Don't apologize.
There was a dance at the school for mentally retarded people.
Handicapped.
Not funny.
Best buddy.
Disabled.
Yeah, and like
the one featured in Accidents.
Yeah.
While you, I'm noticing a trend.
It's like a touchy subject, but
Makula is on.
Makula's in the literally.
He got out of the seat. And he's
it's
in
a story. It's all part of the story. Okay, Cloud, we're with you.
He's ruffling.
Okay. We're fine.
He's ruffling.
Like me and this kid, he like asked me to slow dance. He asked me to slow dance at this school during this NHS event. Okay. That's how I got initiated. And then he just kind of started stalking me. Like, he would wait for me at my locker. And so the point where, like, one point, it was after the bell rang. And, like, my best friend at the time was at my locker. And I was already in class. But Lori, she's like, dude, he was just standing in the hallway after the bell rang, just hanging out at your locker. And, like, it's just a scary image. And then after his baseball practice,
he plays baseball?
Yeah, he played baseball.
But you said he's mentally challenged.
No. He was in NHS. He was actually
mentally challenged people mentally awesome.
Cool.
So this dude was just at the dance. He was also volunteering.
He was volunteering.
What a nice fellow.
Yeah.
He's not so bad.
Nice guy.
But he's a stalker.
Yeah, and so then after his baseball practice every day, he would like come around the block and like ring my doorbell. I'd just be like, doing my homework or something, and he'd be like, "Hey, I just want to talk to you out on the porch." But recall that this is when I had laryngitis and I couldn't talk, so it'd be really awkward, and we'd be like sitting on my like porch. But I felt bad.
But did you like it? Like, did you like him?
No.
Oh.
So you're giving him
and she literally couldn't make the words to tell himself. She just had to sit there in silence.
I had to, like, sign. I had to, like, sign and, like, mouth thing and utter things.
You were like the Little Mermaid.
Why didn't you just write on a sheet of paper, "I don't like you"?
She spoke. She lived through her hands at the time.
And yeah, I think, like, I don't really know how it dissolved, but...
I like that you, Brian, discovered that at the exact same time as all of our listeners did. Because I've gotten three, like, write on a pad of paper. You could write on a pad of paper.
I could have.
I am the voice of the people here.
I know. But I love. So you were giving them a pity listen.
Yeah, there were a few times, but then after that, I was like, I can't do this anymore, and I was like, it's a no-go.
You had a legitimate excuse, too.
But, like, how can you like someone if they can't talk? That's an important sense.
Didn't you watch The Little Mermaid?
You can like a lot of people that can't talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's, it's just more difficult.
It's a really important sense, B-Well.
90% of all communication is nonverbal.
But still, you could at least be attracted to someone without having to hear them speak.
It's true.
Oh, and they have
you
other
ways. You
can
just see someone from afar and how they, you know, buy a newspaper.
Or their paintings.
Who follows over
the you know, their paintings are probably, yeah. Maybe, probably well, speak to their paintings.
Maybe his last girlfriend was like, just talked all
oh,
the time.
Oh, she hated me.
She was like, really annoying.
Oh,
that's another story?
Well, like, yeah, okay, so he like dated this chick for a few years and like apparently he was like, out like on the prowl, and so this chick just like hate, and she like talked trash about me, and I was just like, dude, I don't even know. Yeah, like there's some dance, and she's like, oh my god, Lisa, ba-ba-da-da-do, and I was like, I don't even know who
okay,
you are.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, ba-da-da-da-do. You get away with a lot of things that aren't sentences.
Yeah.
<It's> we said
Keith
Abersberger
like, totally serious.
Yeah, dude. Honest.
And I was like, I know you.
I don't know, you bitch.
I know what that means, though, when Cloud just like, oh, and they're just like, do do do, like, we're gonna get out of here, and they're being all rude. Like, I know do
I just love how
we all know how Cloud
do. Well, there's also, when she's mad, it's like, well, it came over, and do 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 do, it was a thing, and, you know, we were talking, and do 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 do, whatever.
But you skipped over everything that happened in the story.
Yeah,
that's fine.
It's
fine.
The do-to-do. It's like, whatever.
Do-to-do. She didn't even take the time to learn what she said.
Girl.
Do-to-do is all she heard. Fuck that girl.
The yada yada from Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's essentially that's what it is.
Do-to-do is.
Did anybody ever have a freak disease? Like a weird one?
I got scabies as a kid.
Oh, that's nice.
What's that?
Yeah, I got scabies.
From, sounds like it's from the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, it's almost an STD, really.
Wait, what?
I was, yeah.
It's like bugs. It's like bugs.
Yeah,
right?
It's these little bugs that are, it's generally like, it's either from dirty sheets or you've been making love to dirty people.
Oh.
And,
who sleep on
and we were, I was on a family vacation and we stayed in this one shitty motel and totally got scabies. And it was awful.
Totally got scabies.
And, yeah, it was awful. Like, everybody in the family had to wash with special soap to, like, get rid of the scabies.
Did everyone get it?
No, but because I was infected, it was likely that everyone else would.
Man, it just sounds
just awful. It's like, yeah, can you imagine having a fucking kid, and you get the kid that's Makula, that's gassy all the time, and whines, and then the same kid gets scabies? Can you imagine, like, having that super sick kid?
Oh, okay, question. Has anyone here ever had lice?
No,
no, man.
Come on, fuss up.
I was just wondering about this.
Well, all like Keith has just admitted he had lice.
Yeah, dude.
You had lice.
You had cooties.
Yeah, I eliminated it by myself.
How?
Burned my
Keith,
head.
Did they have to send
garbage,
out a letter
nothing.
To school?
No, I found it and I treated it. I went and bought like even though I was a kid.
Wait, okay, so
I think I just broke off.
When is this?
I think I was like 8 to 10.
Okay, 8 to 10. How many?
You were like
know?
Emerson and Thoreau's dream.
Somewhere in there.
Self-reliant.
Sometime I realized
you just realized you had it one day. How did you like you saw bugs?
Yeah, like, you see a bug. What? It's like shit. Shit, there's bugs.
Oh, I've never seen
bugs. I should get the shampoo for bugs. They're visible to
they
the
got
naked
me.
Eye.
They got me.
Does it hurt? I mean,
no, they're just fucking there.
Does it itch?
Yeah, it's like. What,
so you're
like,
just. How did you know, like, hey, I should
they're
look
like
at my
human
head.
Fleas. They're fleas for humans.
You can look them up on the
wait,
internet.
They suck your blood?
Yes,
I assume
they
feast.
They suck your stuff blood. Yeah, it's horrible lice.
And I just like got the shampoo. I was a child.
How many people knew about this at the time?
Nobody. No, I don't know. I never told them. Was the they might have figured it out.
Do you have lice?
Yeah, I was just, I was
so you
ashamed.
Didn't even tell your parents?
No, I eliminated the problem.
You are amazing.
How
what
long
did
it take you to
shit?
To
wow.
discovery? To action to elimination.
Probably the full cycle is a couple weeks.
Where'd you get the money? Did you just have
your
own money?
Get that?
I don't know. I had some, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you bought it. Those are the allowance years, right? You get allowance.
Yeah,
Bruce is looking at
money.
An image of a headlights.
Yeah,
right
hang
now.
On.
I like just got idiots. One sent to us via the chat.
The bugs. They're fucking fleas.
What was that?
Someone in the chat room sent the picture of it so we can learn.
Oh, I didn't even see that. I found a picture myself. I'm going to throw it out there on the Twitter.
All right, good.
Yeah, oh, man. It's,
but,
see what,
they
are just hideous.
And
they
so you got rid of it. You
they're
shampoo.
Small, though. You did.
But you had to hide the secret for weeks.
Yes.
And without anyone knowing, you don't think they ever figured out? Or did you infect anyone?
They could. I don't. I know. I was very careful.
How did you get it? Do you know?
No, I have no idea.
I guess there's
I rode
really
a bus.
Probably from somebody else's head.
I rode the school bus. There's children festering on that
there's
thing.
A lot of festering.
There's
seriously,
festering
you're,
children.
You're putting these... Imagine like
well, I had no choice.
Children's lives are just a cycle of disease. You're picked up by this traveling disease tube to take you to this giant disease den.
Well, kids
yeah.
have to be sick. That's how they build their immunity.
Yeah, like
yeah,
I mean, it's just, and then like the kids have chicken pox, and the
not
parents
me.
Put the kids in the room with
wait.
The kid that has chicken pox. Their kid.
Claude, you
have
never
chicken
had
pox?
Chicken pox.
No,
you're gonna get
shit.
It.
That's
I
not
had
good.
Shots
oh,
and stuff.
High fives. Me
you
neither.
You
neither.
We got our shots.
I don't have the shots.
Yeah, you
is
can,
it that like fatal if you get it then?
It depends, you have to be older.
Well, yeah, and you right. can get shots now to cure your
chicken
pox.
Yeah, I can, or I can
we didn't
trust
have
my
that.
Sexy immune system.
Damn it, you
I, when
get
I got it,
one of the most
shit.
Fun times I had was on chicken pox. I got to stay home and play Nintendo all day.
I
remember
no
it was horrible because I wanted to scratch. So
I just
bad.
I just
too.
Like bathed
put
in calamine lotion. It was awful.
I had hives once though. That sucks too. I had spotted strep, which is the thing that...
Oh, that's awful.
And strep throat can suck my dick.
It went
yeah.
into my skin.
yeah.
And then
I
had weird
strep.
Spots. Because
I get strep throat every now and then. And that's like when you can't do anything.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah.
You're fucking
you know, I think the,
don't touch me phase.
The one I hate the most is pink eye. That's got to be
well,
the
you
worst.
Get pink eye a lot.
Once, I got yeah, well, I get this. I have not pink eye. I get a, I have like stop. An allergy sty. Like
yeah,
that's yeah, that's different.
But
than
then sometimes
pink
it turns into pink eye.
You
what?
Makula is physically shocked and getting up from.
I,
what
is your
what
deal,
is it?
I have never. I haven't had pink eye since like I was like three, and then since living with you, I've had it like three times.
I haven't had it when I've lived there.
Yeah, oh, by Jesu, I think you have.
You've had pink eye when you were living with me,
Nick.
No.
Who's farting on
no,
your pillow?
Makula. What?
Yeah,
I had it when I was like yeah, when I was little.
Did someone fart on
like
your
pillow?
You've
you
been farting on McCool's
no,
pillow.
No, dude, there. No.
You said when we were since you've had it, like you've had it when you were living with us.
Yeah, I've had it like three times.
You were sneaking that shit around.
I farted on Mark's
pillow.
It's
no.
a shameful thing to be sick.
Wait, don't you?
It is. That means you're weak. Your body.
Haven't you guys?
Take it, I didn't get pink eye. I'm awesome.
Well, you might because I have ways.
I won't. And I've never gotten it.
Mark my words.
His eye all over your stuff.
Don't give me fucking pink eye. You
this
shit
pink
stain.
Eye will give you the stink eye.
Ew.
So you've
like,
had it since you've lived
like,
with us.
Like three times.
How do you hide it?
Have you guys been in the bathroom? Haven't you seen all like the eye drop things I have out there?
I don't know what those are.
Yeah,
man.
They say pink eye remover.
No, they don't. They
no,
don't
they
say
don't.
That. I've read them. And
that is not true.
Crazy shit on them.
Pink eye remover?
It's like paint thinner for your eye.
Yeah, no, I had it once and like no one would hang out with me. This is when I had my first apartment and my buddy Ramon was like, hey, I want to do shrooms. I'm like, oh, I can't. I've got pink eye. He's like, whatever, I'll come hang out with you. So he came over, we did shrooms, and then this...
I can't do it. I can't do shrooms.
Yeah.
And then and so
well,
he came over, we
well,
did
I didn't think
it.
He'd want to hang out with me because I had pink eye, and we watched Big Fish. And then these two girls...
oh, I like that movie, Big
me
Fish.
Too.
Yeah,
that's good for being sick.
Yeah, and so these two girls came over because they wanted to buy some. And it was a girl I really liked, and she had to see me with pink eye and just completely off,
crazy.
Off the wall. Yeah, so I'm sitting there just giggling and looking like a freak monster. That was a fun night.
That
sick.
Is insane. So you had You had pink eye and you were in
mushrooms?
You probably look like a lizard.
What a wild night.
Like you were at your most lizard that night.
When I was a kid, I had strep throat so many times that I just got systematically immune to all the medications for strep throat.
Awesome, dude.
You're a mutant.
Oh, God. You just can't let anyone else win, can you?
Dude, I...
gotta be a terrible story.
No, you know, but, like, the best part of it...
Check in on your bingo cards.
I loved the bubblegum amoxicillin medicine for strep throat.
I love that shit. That shit was great.
Best.
I remember what...
It's so good.
I just remember there was, like, this magic bubblegum.
I know.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know what it was.
See,
dude,
I guess that's what it
I wanted to drink. This
I just realized
because I got strep throat, and then they gave me amoxicillin, and it gave me hives. So I stopped taking it, and so I stopped fighting the strep throat. And then it was a weird kind of strep throat, and it went into my skin, and it's called spotted strep. And it goes into your skin and attacks your skin, and then it goes into your organs and tries to get you. It tries to kill you.
This is so sad.
but I Thank beat you, it.
Brian. Hang on a moment. Let me just, I got to lift this up a little bit.
Lift
all right?
It. Lift it with your arms.
If you guys will allow me.
Yes.
Can I say
I just want to bring up one of the greatest performances while someone was sick ever. The Michael Jordan flu game.
Yeah.
The flu game.
Oh, yeah.
The dude had the flu. He had a temperature of like 104. Chris, can you look up the stats on this one real quick? you can look up Jordan flu.
Throw it up on the big board.
Like, the Jordan flu game, he had the fucking flu, and I believe it was the playoffs?
Yeah.
And it was the 97 finals.
Yeah.
The flu game, and he put up like... God, what was it? It was like at least 40 points.
Wow.
And he had the fucking flu. In the most recent like NBA video game, you can play as Michael Jordan in the flu game. And you have to score like, you know, whatever fucking points he scored. It was like 40 some odd points. It was sick.
And
it
your character just, like falls over.
He's sick. And he has the flu, and so your character like gets winded.
Yeah.
And he's got a fever. And so you get to recreate living as Michael Jordan in the flu game. I don't even know of any other great sick performances.
Duo says if you lose, MJ sues the shit out of you. Well played, Duo the Great.
But yeah, the flu game, man. That was like, that was a big thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Michael Jordan flu game. Is there any other great, like, sick performance? It's the only one I know. The only other time I heard of somebody having a terrible sick performance is Chris Sims rupturing his spleen. That happened, you know, mono.
Well, when players play injured, that's kind of the same.
Yeah, people play hurt and whatever, but like sick.
The men.
You know?
Men of honor. And
the Jordan flu game, and then Chris Sims rupturing his spleen.
No big deal.
I got an update on from my Facebook on more funny diseases. And Amy S. writes Disco Fever.
Catch it.
Which she got me on that. And I think that's the only new one. And then, of course, there's always some lovely things happening on live stream right now. Mostly from Duo. God bless him. But I remember... Who here's got their appendix removed?
Oh,
no.
I got great. All my like pieces.
Madeline. Am I the only one who's had his appendix
removed? All of them.
You're the only one.
Oh, it was horrible. Oh my God, it was absolutely horrible. Like, well, I got it, like, on the weekend.
How old were you?
I think I was, like, 15 around my birthday.
That's when you're supposed to be making out, dude.
I know. Well, I was...
Must be having hand sex.
This also was before homecoming. Now, this would be an interesting part of the story if I had planned on going to homecoming that year, which, due to my lameness... Did not.
When did you first kiss a girl?
Got him 16. I did it at Interlochen. My arts came.
You went to Interlochen?
Yeah, I did. You know where Interlochen
is? Right.
God, that is the ritziest place to go as a kid in high school doing the arts.
It was great.
I spent a whole summer there.
No, it's in Michigan. It was a time in my life that I'll always remember. I got met a girl. I made out with a chick, And then, you know, she touched my dingle.
These are all things that have happened to me on a school bus. The tube of disease.
All I got was fucking lice.
Sorry.
Well, this is a sad story. That was a segue. I had my appendix removed. And it was horrible. I was in terrible pain.
They say, like, you have to have your appendix removed or you will die.
Well, I felt like way because I couldn't sleep because I was in so much stomach pain. And I had to wake up my parents, and I didn't want to do because it's the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, it was at that point, it was like, I can't do anything about this. This is wrong. Whatever this is, someone needs to deal with it other than me. And then they took me to the hospital, and I didn't know what it was. They're just like, oh, you got to get your appendix removed. And I was like, what? Well, whatever. Go. Fucking do it. And then they did that, and I just remember waking. Like, it was just periods of me being under it. Anesthesia. I remember going there, them saying it, and then it has to be surgery now, and then they wheeled me, and then I'm out, and then I'm back in. I'm in a bed, and then I go out again, and then I wake up in immense pain and like fucking begging for morphine. Apparently, I had paid attention enough that if I pushed a button, it would give me drugs.
I never knew that.
If you just woke up and you were in pain and you had a button and you looked like you were in a hospital, like, this must be the good button.
it was just like, I knew I was in a hospital.
They wouldn't
just
keep a button near me if it wasn't good.
Yeah, they wouldn't give me a bad button.
The arsenic button.
Well that's funny because I thought it would just give me morphine. I didn't know what it would do.
Yeah.
Apparently, it called the nurse.
Yeah. Right.
And so I was just pressing it and I heard someone talking. And I discerned that I think this just calls the nurse, but I was in so much pain I just kept pushing it. It's like, whatever, just do something.
I found morphine once.
Well, yeah.
Where
was it?
Like on the street.
Segway.
I was at a garage sale, and they were selling this really old first aid kit from like World War II.
And like, so it was expired.
It was just, yeah, it was expired. But
I mean, we snorted it
a little bit there.
It's still okay.
But yeah, that's how that was part of the first aid kit. You just had morphine with your gauze.
Did you buy that morphine?
That's just strong.
We didn't realize it was in there until we got it home.
So you bought it. So then what happened?
I think we didn't even know there was anything in there. It just looked like a cool little tin. You know, it was like a little army tin thing. Mm-hmm. It was cool. So we brought it home and like we're like, what are these? And our parents were like, oh. It's morphine.
Oh, your parents took the morphine.
And they fucking smoked it.
You know it.
You know they smoked
then it. Then
they rolled that
got ready.
Joint smoked
they
morphine.
They rolled that morphine
That's
in
how
joint.
You do it, I assume.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I think we just kept it in the tent. Because it was just too cool. We didn't want to use it because it was just like a cool old-timey thing to have.
It's hardcore. I know that much.
This week's Octarius podcast brought to you by expired morphine. Get you some.
Roll a spliff. Smoke some morphine.
Thanks everybody for listening.
This has been really fun.
Is it already podcast? Over?
Really? Unfortunately. Yeah, too bad, Tins, Lauren, and Scott were sick.
Hey, I'm kind of glad they were.
Yeah. Now that they're gone, we can finally talk. Which is great.
I'm sure Webb got all
Scott
the details.
Oh, my God.
That Webb
blah, blah, blah. Tins this.
Train.
Well,
train. What does that mean?
They steam.
Hey, everybody. Please check out all of our videos for Octavarius Battle for the Belt, which is taking place at Stage 773 for 3 dates, March 13th, 20th, and 27th. And make sure you get your ringside pass so you can get in for cheapsies and have super priority seating. This show is ridiculous.
And if you're listening to this not live, thank you guys so much for coming to the show.
It was epic.
That was great of you.
Thanks to everybody in the live stream chat room for making it lively.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Thanks for being funny there.
Thanks, Duo.
Who won the podcast?
RJ.
Congratulations, RJ.
The first ever person to win the podcast.
No, he's the second. Ham Hater.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ham Hater, of course, first.
It's a bunch of winners today.
But yeah, thanks for coming. Come again this coming March 20th and March 20th, this Sunday.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this not live.
And
it'll be great.
Stay healthy, We're almost out of the thick of it, guys. We're almost out of 60.
Run away.
Run away into spring trees down. Budding and then freezing and losing their buds.
Man, you really fast-forwarded them.
Yeah.
That happens.
Take a single break.
Nope. That's just how it happens.
All right. Wonderful podcast, everybody. See you all very soon. Oh, my God. We're missing, Nick is thinking so hard. I'm so sorry.
We're the last leg of a haiku right now.
Oh, my God. This is the worst segment of our podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I present to you Nick Mikula, who doesn't get to speak a lot because of his shyness, apparently, gets to say things at the end in a segment we like to call
Mikula's
Seven Words of Wisdom.
Come on, dragon. You boggle my mind.
Yeah.
What is
that? Seven words of wisdom.
That wasn't wise. We were just impressed he said seven words.
That was pretty good. That was one of the wise.
Yeah, eat your words, Castelby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The payoff on that. You wait for it for so long and the payoff.
Dude, well, thanks,
like,
everybody,
if I have
for
to
listening.
Mikula to do that every week, God bless it, because it's fucking
it's worth
great
it.
So podcast. Worth it. suck it, Tins, you ain't here. Everybody, say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Run for your life.
Look at me wearing the daddy pants. Yeah, wearing the daddy pants.
Watch the same thing.
Too much water in the ocean. Too much water.